still running. She want me to pull it out and turn it around. 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 Turn it around and push it back in. Turn it around and push it back in. Turn it around and push it back in. Turn it around and push it back in.
Tell you, this DJ is hot. The man is hot. Master J is hot. Want a woman to come and ride the rhythm with him. You think you could handle it? Bring yourself and come. You're going to see how you're going to mash you up. All right. And he ain't had no needle. Trust me. Listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. We're going to get into the news and I'm going to be right back with more. Yeah, man. Nice. We're going to be putting the crab in the Callaloo. After we come back, we're going to put the crab in the Callaloo tonight. We're going to put the lobster in the Callaloo tonight. Over there at the Soup Fest. All right.
This is... For CJLO News, I'm Alexandre Denis. Bus commuters in Montreal and across the province might see some delays in their commute starting Friday. Nearly 600 buses across Quebec were taken off the road by 9 public transit agencies because of a glitch. In Montreal, 282 are out of service. Longueuil and Laval also have buses taken out of service. The issue is present on hybrid buses made by Nova Bus between 2016 and 2019. Corrosion of a piece connected to the power steering triggered a warning light on the buses. There have been no reports of incidents caused by the issue. Fixing the issue could take a few days. Bus first need to be inspected. Then, if needed, a short-term fix would be applied. The CAC presented their first budget Thursday without many big surprises. As expected, the suburban base of the CAC are the winners. Families will be coming out ahead with reductions to school taxes and daycare rates. Among the increases in healthcare spending, almost half will be directed towards seniors. Public transit is notably underfunded compared to roads. Downtown Montreal is left in the dark regarding any sort of metro expansion. There is, however, a possibility of a yellow line extension in Longueuil. When it comes to education, universities were not the focus in this budget. New funding is mostly allocated towards pre-kindergarten, elementary, and high school. One of Legault's most notable promises was to extend kindergarten to four-year-olds to reduce the load on the daycare system. Also absent are any measures to address unpaid internships in the province. However, the Minister of Education stated on Twitter that the government has something planned for the end of April. In international news, the death toll has reached 400 people across three southeastern African countries struck by a deadly cyclone. Mozambique was hit the hardest, with the number of dead at 242 and rising. Zimbabwe reports 139 dead and Malawi 56. The UN estimates almost 500,000 will be displaced by the flooding, with hundreds of thousands more in need of urgent food aid. Rescue operations are still ongoing across the three countries as humanitarian aid tries to rescue as many people as possible when it's not raining. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies says more help is still needed. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Waiting to have a good time. I know you couldn't wait for this special day. This day of the year, we know it's your birthday. From your many friends, we must wish you well. A big, big party,
uh-huh.
We gonna celebrate, uh-huh. Everybody irate,
uh-huh.
While we're singing.
Celebrate!
Uh-huh. Come on,
celebrate,
yeah.
Celebrate.
We gon' party all night. We gon' have a good, good time. Everybody happy while we're singing.
Celebrate. Celebrate,
yeah.
Come on.
Oh yes, we're celebrating. Yeah man, who's celebrating a birthday?
Put away your problems, come let we party. No need to worry about tomorrow.
I had a few celebrations, but wow, I forgot my list. Well, things happen. Happy birthday to all you people, folks who are celebrating. Yeah man, and we're gonna be celebrating tonight with the Grenadians, with the Soup Fest. Oh yes, it's over there at the St. Kevin Church Hall, 5600 Côte-de-Neige Road. It starts at 6:30 p.m. and it's gonna be finishing around 1 o'clock. All right, so we are going to have over there, they're going to tell you the soup they're going to have. You know when Grenada Cultural Association, Spice Island Cultural Association put on the festival and the soup fest and whatever they do, it's always big and nice and sweet. And boy, I think this is going to be sweeter than all the rest because I love my soup. Cow heel soup. Lambie water. Well, that is my name. I think I'm going to drink off that whole pot. Fish broth. Yeah, man. Kalalu soup. And you know that is my one name too. Yeah, man. And the Kalalu soup, I'm going to be serving it because I ain't want to serve it all. Because I had to bring home some too. Pigeon pea soup. Well, you ever had a pigeon pea soup? My God, we used to have that every Monday. When I'm back home in St. Vincent, boy, Mondays, pigeon pea soup, boy, regardless to if it's dry peas, just peas, any peas, it's going to be coming up Mondays, I don't tell you. And they're going to have Itel soup. Itel soup means they ain't going to have no kind of meat in it. So I don't know how you ever had ital soup?
Yeah, I make it all the time.
You make it all the time? Or you don't eat meat?
No, when I make it,
we put okra. You put okra and thing like that? I know.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so that's tonight, and it's going to be over there. They're going to have a cash bar and everything. So entertainment by Doggies and Puffy and DJ 20 and all of the other Babu and Kilo. Kilo, not Killer. Not Killer. All right, we want to remind you all about the Shawmady Baptist Church 2019 fundraising gospel concert, and that is going to be presented by here they're presenting Charlene Davis. I keep saying Charlene. Why am I saying Charlene? Probably wants to change her name. All right, Charlene Davis, and you know, we're gonna tell you much more about it as we go along. You know, got people like Zena Edwards and Sophia Sinclair Campbell and Fitzpatrick sisters. I keep saying Fitzgerald sisters and all that. Anyway, we have somebody coming in to talk more about that later on too. Okay, so we're going to have that, and we have also we're going to have lots of things coming up. We're going to tell you more about some of them later on. And just to let you know, tomorrow is the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Association of Montreal, who had invited everybody to come out to the Vinci brunch. And it's going to be over there at the Côte Saint-Luc Aquatic Community Center. And it's 5794 Park Haven, corner of Kildare. But I understand, before you go, if you don't have your ticket, you might not be able to get in, because it apparently has been sold out. But you should call before you go to see if they have any more tickets left. Okay? And the number you call is 514-364-3299. Yeah, man. So that's coming up tomorrow. And we're gonna tell you more about other things as we go along. Okay? All right. Boom, 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 boom. All right, so DJ, let me hit the road, because we have some people coming. Hit the road. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, man. Yay! Master J is in the house. Yeah, man, start the party.
The party sweet, toy toy. The party nice, toy toy. It's Roman Ramage. Roman Ramage. That is all away. That is all away. Give me a drink for me taste right now. I wanna drink all the case right now. Give me my wine and space right now. Give me the rhythm for me waist. Bidi 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 boom bam. Toy toy. 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 Bidi bidi boom bam. Toy toy. Bidi 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 boom bam.
Oi, oi. You ready? Hello, hello, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, Ross, I'm so sorry. I wanted to come down.
Oh, boy. All right. So
we have so much work to do for the soup festival.
Yeah.
And I can't make it.
Okay, okay.
I'd like to remind all your listeners to come on down tonight.
Tonight at the soup festival.
The soup festival at St. Kevin's Church Hall.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, so I was waiting for you to talk a little bit also about
the investiture.
Yes.
Yes, I will definitely come on next weekend.
Uh-huh.
But I want to tell everybody that we are going to get a new honorary council.
Yep, that's one.
To replace our late Leonard Warwood Jr.
Uh-huh.
And we're having a big investiture on the 21st of April.
Yep.
At the Crown Plaza Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's in the community contact.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely I'll come on next week, because the soup festival has taken hold of me today.
Oh yeah. All right, so I'm gonna get my Caribbean Callaloo soup, and my the other soup that I really like is the Lambi.
Oh yes, Lambi okay. Waters.
Lambi Waters,
up.
Yeah. And I hate the Lambi.
The Lambi was flown in directly from Grenada.
You're joking.
Oh my God, yes, yes, yes. It's going to be fabulous tonight. Bring your games and we can play cards, we can play dominoes. We're just going to have a good old West Indian lime tonight.
All right, that's sounding good, my dear. Very, very good.
Seven's Church, if you love soup or if you love just to have a good time, come on down.
Yeah, man, come and see all the beautiful Grenadian ladies who cook in the soup.
Oh yes, it's gonna be great. And we have desserts on sale, and we've got lots of raffles. We got a nice bottle of rum from Grenada River Antwine.
Oh yes, all right.
The raffle. We got lots of stuff happening.
All right. So
your countryman is performing tonight.
Yes, Puffy. Yep, Puffy and Mr.
Doggies.
Yeah, man. All right.
It'll be lots of fun. So tonight, come on down. Mm-hmm. 5600 Côte de Neige, and that is St. Kevin's Church Hall. Beautiful place.
Okay,
let's
have
a party.
Tonight, we're going to party. We're going to party tonight. Don't worry. All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Anytime.
I'll see you later.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.
All right. So you listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. So before we go any further, why are you ready? All right. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Is that Raphael?
Yes, it is, sir.
I'm Theo Ferguson, calling you from Trinidad.
You're calling me from Trinidad. Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. You know, I was supposed to speak to you, have an interview with you, and she is not here right now. But, okay, you could tell me what you are going to be doing. And
okay. Call you back in a few minutes?
Yeah, please, give me 5 minutes.
5 more minutes. Okay, yeah. I'll call you back in
5 minutes. Then. All right, sir. Okay. Trinidad, call in. All right. So, hey, we are going to get into this commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Baptist Church 2019 fundraising gospel concert presents Carlene Davis live from Jamaica.
One handful of salt will heal the nation.
Saturday, April 13 at 7 p.m. at Evangel Pentecostal Church, 1235 Lambert Close, Atwater Metro, with special guest appearances by Sophia Sinclair Campbell, the Fitzpatrick Sisters, Zena Edwards, and many more. Advance tickets $30, at the door $35. Doors open 6 p.m., showtime 7 p.m. sharp.
Climb up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
Carlene Davis Live. Don't miss it. Saturday, April 13 at 7 p.m. at Evangel Pentecostal Church.
Christ held me in his arms.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More fire! More fire!
The assignment. Oh, the assignment. Hi, this is Carlene Davis, and you are listening to Caribbean Callaloo on CJLO 1690 AM. I will be in Montreal April 13 for the big gospel concert. It is my assignment to be there, and it is your assignment to join me. It's going to be a time of fellowship, praise, and just giving thanks to God. You can't afford to miss it. See you there.
Drink from the case right now. I wanna drink all the case right now. Give me my wine and spirit.
Yeah, man, this guy won the groovy soca monarch. His name is Swappy, and Ultimate Reject. Yeah, man, they reject him already, but now we come and win it. All right, Swappy, beautiful song, man. Trinidad and Tobago. Listen to Caribbean Callaloo here in CJLO. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, come out together with your family. Le, 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 le.
Everybody, chop it up together. Mash it up together. Mash it up together. Me and my friend, Mr. Rum, is here to destroy.
Yeah, that before was Family by out of Marshall Montano and Skinny Fabulous. Now, I think we're going to have to be moving some furniture around, okay?
Talking in my head, he said, go to the vet, you can't go to your bed. So I said, who is talking and where you're from? The voice tell me, my name is Mr. Rum. You hear the iron, that means it's that. Don't let nobody style you, mash it up flat. Tell me pick up something, anything. Rum tell me to grab something, anything. I just want to pick up something, anything. Watch out, I go grab something.
Why? That song make me get locked up last week, you know. I go downtown, I see a nice girl, boy, I pick she up and run with she, and the police lock me up.
I had some stress, so I take some shots. But the amount I take, really touch the spot. I heard a voice talking in my head. He said, go to the vet, you can't go to your bed. So I said, who is talking, and where you from? The voice tell me, my name is Mr. Rum. You hear the iron, that means it's that.
Something tonight and run with it. We have a Grenadian fest tonight, you know. We got a Grenadian soup fest. Oh gosh, you know, I go pick up a pot of soup and run with it. You go get one up. Go on.
Tell me, do take chance. So I'm flattening that. I tell ya, Mars, I come to play Anna. Bad all of Vienna. Don't care what people say, Anna. Bunk to break away, Anna. Jamming something on the ground. Bumpers rolling tumble down. Nothing cannot hold me down. When you see a Twitter, I'll pick up something.
Run with it, boy. I tried to run with she, boy, and boy, the police stopped me. They say you can't run downtown with a woman in your head. That's against the Canadian law. You could only go Africa and do that. I say, oh, well, I go Grenada. All right. Let's tell you, boy, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Association of Montreal is wants us to tell you that the Vinci brunch that's scheduled for tomorrow is sold out. So it's completely sold out. So I know it always sell out all the time, but at the same time, this after they're not at the Manoir, they have to watch they're not at the Manoir anymore. They're over there at the Côte Saint-Luc Aquatic Community Center. So I guess that's what the capacity is. And they reached their capacity down there. All right. So just to let you know. Yeah, man.
I wasn't born to be lonely.
Yeah, man, this is the great Maytones. Shalala, I need you.
But our love was true. I do go away. Can't you hear me pray? Shalala, I need you. Shalala, I love you. Honey, can't you see what you mean to me? We have climbed so high, then why our love should die? Sha-la-la, I need you. Sha-la-la, I love.
Tibet.
Yeah.
All over the world, everyone is in
in a eating rush.
In a eating rush, yes it on. But you have to take it with tender tonto. Each and every bit on you won't get big.
You know, we can't do reggae without we do something with this lady who's be here, would be here soon. And we're gonna tell you, when you hear it, you're gonna let me know who you think she is. Yes, it is Charlene Davis, my dear. Yes, yeah, man. Tell you, when Carlene comes to Montreal, she's gonna hit me a slap. You know why? I keep calling her Charlene, but I think I have somebody I really love named Charlene. Yeah, and you know, Charlene, when you come, we're gonna go over there at down there at the where you just go and change your name down at the courthouse and change your name. All right, you're gonna be here, my dear. She's listening right now, eh? Carlene is gonna be here April 13th at the Evangel Pentecostal Church, 1235 Lambert Class A, here in Montreal. Wow, what an evening that's gonna be! Fitzpatrick Sisters, Shining Light, yeah, Sophia Sinclair Campbell, yeah, man, Augustine. Zena Edwards, and much, much, much more. Let me tell you something. Check this out. You gotta be there for this. You gotta be there. Yeah, man.
What I have to do. Yesterday's gone.
Yeah, man. Sweet Jesus, yesterday is gone.
Tomorrow may never be mine.
Charlene, she's going to be here and she's going to tell you how it is.
The assignment. Oh, the assignment. Hi, this is Carlene Davis, and you are listening to Caribbean Callaloo on CJLO 1690 AM. I will be in Montreal April 13 for the big gospel concert. It is my assignment to be there, and it is your assignment to join me. It's going to be a time of fellowship, praise, and just giving thanks to God. You can't afford to miss it. See you there.
Productions Midefec presents the 13th edition of the Cité d'Or de la Musique du Monde. The one and only Cité d'Or Musical Honors invites you to discover 36 of the best world music groups throughout this unique showcase. Come and vote for your favorite artists and enjoy free concerts every Tuesday and Wednesdays at Club Balatu until April 18th. The Cité d'Or, the People's Choice Award that brings the world together. For more information, visit www.citydor.com.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More fire! More fire!
Love songs. Love songs are back again. Love song. Hey, what do you say, Mr. C? I heard you whisper to me. Any night, turn out the light. You can crawl and do things on my own time. Hey, 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 now. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Oh, hi, hi. Hey, na 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 na.
Hey, na 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 na.
Hey, na 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 na.
Hey, na na.
Da 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 da. You packed in the morning. I stared out the window and I struggled for something to say. You left. Stand in your way, 'cause I love you more than I love you before. And now, where would I find comfort? God knows, 'cause you.
Oh yes. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo once more. We have a lady here, Valerie Gordon. How you doing?
I'm very good.
Yes,
I'm very
man.
Good. And especially well, excited this evening.
Yes.
Given what we are planning to discuss.
Yes, we are. You're doing a wonderful job of what you're going to be doing. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing.
Let me reserve that for Dr. Ferguson, because
yeah.
I think he can speak best about what it is we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would like to introduce him and then I'll follow up with some details. But it's essentially about the one-day retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Let Dr. Ferguson introduce it.
It's about retreat for people to know what they can do in life and how they can further their life and all
it's
that.
It's the roadmap to leadership development.
All right.
An introduction to the philosophy of leading from above the line.
Mm-hmm.
So let me quickly introduce Dr. Ferguson,
mm-hmm.
given the time we have left,
yes.
so that he can speak more fully about this.
Okay.
Dr. Theodore Ferguson is an agricultural scientist by training,
mm-hmm.
who lectured at the St. Augustine campus of the University of the West Indies for 17 years. Now he's a leadership development educator and a passionate advocate for a principled leadership ethos that springs from man's own humanity,
mm-hmm.
and is reinforced and shared in a social space. His is a philosophy in which his thoughts coalesced and clarified themselves. This all occurred in an environment where his caged spirit has been bruised, battered, and broken.
Oh boy.
It is from this reality, mm-hmm. this journey, that his philosophy, leading from above the line, took form and grew. He is the author of 10 books on the philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I am very honored and excited to introduce Dr. Theodore Ferguson to give us some more details about what it is we're planning to bring to Montreal. Dr. Ferguson?
Dr. Ferguson, welcome to Caribbean Callaloo, and so give us all the details that you're going to be bringing over here in Montreal.
I love the name of your program, Caribbean Callaloo.
Yeah, man, we mix it up very well. And we don't leave out...
I'll be in Montreal and Toronto very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming to share a message that can help all of us as human beings to become even better than we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love to grumble and complain of how difficult things are, how bad things are.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a message of hope a message that speaks to the greatness that lies within all of us as human beings.
Yep.
And how to bring that greatness out to the fore, mm-hmm. how to become better people, mm-hmm. so that we could build better societies, better homes, better families, better organizations.
Right.
That's the heart of what I'm doing.
Good. So, Doc, so you're coming to Canada and you're going to be having some, you're going to be doing...
We're doing a one-day retreat.
Retreat, okay.
On April 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be at the West Can Cultural Arts Center,
mm-hmm.
25311 Boulevard des Maisonneuves.
Mm-hmm.
We can provide more information because we are going to be providing a lot more information because we still have a month. We'll have an article in the newspaper.
Okay.
We're
going to
have flyers. Mm-hmm. But that is the format that mm-hmm. this particular presentation by Dr. Ferguson is going to take.
All right.
I should mention, though, that Dr. Ferguson's work is in a 12-part series.
Okay.
So this is just the first step in terms of introducing the philosophy to Montreal.
All right.
And we are doing it. His organization, mm-hmm. Leading from Above the Line, Trinidad and Tobago. I should tell you that Dr. Ferguson is Grenadian by birth, but has been living and based in Trinidad.
Okay.
So he's coming here. We're going to be doing it, the introduction now, and we expect him to have future presentations after this one.
Great.
Dr. Ferguson, I don't know if there's anything else that you want to add in relation to...
Yeah, we'd like to know, tell us what kind of people you're trying to attract here, mm-hmm. sir. Well, the listeners, the people who should come out, and because this is something...
Anybody.
You're trying to show them a roadmap of leadership, and there's a lot of young people out there who really needs this, and we should put our foot out, our hands out, and grab them and tell them, come and listen to you, because you're well-versed in something like this.
Yeah. Anybody who has a feeling that they can become better,
yep,
as a better as a human being,
mm-hmm.
they're all welcome to join us. So, you can become better as a human being by becoming a better parent for your children.
Yep.
Or you might be in an organization. You want to build a great organization. And you want to be able to lead that organization and to demonstrate how best to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You are also invited. You might be in a public organization and you feel that there's a lot more that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
We will help you to be able to develop the ability to do that by introducing to you a roadmap
mm-hmm.
to leadership development, showing you
mm-hmm.
how you can achieve greater leadership and how you can become a better human being in your life.
All right. So this is, you see, as you say, there's a lot of organizations here that we've been around in Montreal since in the early days when I just came to Canada in the 70s, early 70s. And, you know, the young people are not stepping forward to really take over and do something that would carry on the legacy. And, you know, something like this, they should come out and listen to you and see how they can get into shape for something like this, to get ahead and start getting to organization and make them better.
So, Raphael, let me just insert very quickly.
We can help such people, but they must first come out. They must first be prepared to come and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand the message that we are sharing. It's a very novel message and a very different way we do things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to just inject something because mm-hmm. we have the good fortune of Christopher Gordon, a mm-hmm. 29-year-old, here with me.
Mm-hmm.
He has come up from North Carolina. He's a final year at the University of North Carolina or mm-hmm. whichever university you can say. And I have shared the basic concept of what we're trying to do. And so as you mentioned young people, Raphael, I'm thinking, let me ask CJ, how do you think you can benefit from something like that?
I think right now, just to give you a kind of quick background, I'm going to school right now at St. Augustine's University, studying for my bachelor's in English. And I think one thing we get frustrated with is we get confused as far as the difference between what we do to survive in our daily life and the things we do to kind of further our own personal and spiritual development and also the development of our community. And we get scared because we feel like, oh God, I have to have a job. I need to provide for my children. I need to have a mortgage. And we forget about these things within ourselves that we should develop in, not only for our personal gain, but for the gain of people around us. We have our head down and we're so on the grind that we forget that we should be taking care of each other. So I think really what this would do for me, or what I could benefit from, is finding out how can I facilitate my own growth, my own personal development in order to become a leader. Because I think most of the institutions like schools and jobs, they can tell us how to function outside and how to give other people gain, how to make money for other people. Mm-hmm. But they don't really teach us how to develop the skills we already have to be leaders. So that's what I think that would benefit me the most from.
So would you encourage young people?
I would encourage anybody who has an opportunity. It doesn't matter if you consider yourself a professional, what you think about yourself or your position in life. This is our opportunity. Maybe it won't change the rest of your life, but it might change your perspective. And sometimes changing your perspective is all you really need to change the rest of your life. So if you have an opportunity to come and just partake of the knowledge, even if it's not for the whole seminar, just to hear and meet Dr. Ferguson and meet other people who are interested in developing themselves.
Wow. I can't say it better than that.
Neither could I. You see, we have to let the young people talk for themselves. Dr. Ferguson, maybe some final words?
I want to be the young man who just spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's all. We don't pay attention to developing ourselves as human beings. We get so hung up trying just to survive. Not knowing that if we can develop ourselves, develop our strengths, become more spiritual beings, that we can do so much better in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So you put it beautifully.
All right.
Thank you very much, CJ. And also, I mean, I was speaking to Pat Dillon,
mm-hmm.
and she was saying to me, you know, Val, we have a lot of people even our age, mm-hmm. who are now maybe retired or running our own businesses. We've done the primary things that CJ just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
that we think we have to do, raise our children, pay the mortgage, etc., mm-hmm. etc. And yet we find ourselves empty in some ways, like especially now that we are empty nesters or whatever you call it,
mm-hmm.
in terms of this part of our life. So while it will benefit young people, it will also significantly benefit anybody who has that search, who has that, you know, that longing within them for something more, something better.
All right. So tell us when it's going to be and where it's going to be.
It's going to be, let me remind you, April 27th. We have 1 month, April 27th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The number to call for registration, we're trying to arrange attractive package deals to make it feasible and easy for people to access the program.
Mm-hmm.
The number to call is 514-718-6471. Again,
mm-hmm.
514-718-6471 for further details. And stay tuned, because we will have information coming in the community contact,
yep.
and etc., etc.
You're going to be hearing from you again right here.
Yes.
I hopefully every week until this seminar come by.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Raphael.
Yeah. So, Dr. Ferguson.
Yes, very kind of you, Raphael, to give us this exposure, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much, sir. And we're looking forward to hear you too here in Montreal. Okay?
And I hope you come to listen to the program when we're in Montreal.
Oh, yes. I surely would be there.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I must say that we already have some significant interest building up around this event.
All right.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ferguson, for joining us in wonderful and bright Trinidad and Tobago. Send us some of that warmth.
And I know you're Grenadian from birth, and you Grenadians are very hot right now. And you're going to come to Montreal and let everybody pick up something and run with it, right?
Yes. And Raphael, I assume that you mentioned the Soup Fest that the Grenadian community is doing this afternoon.
Yes, big.
So just a little plug for them as well.
I've been talking about that all day, and I'm going to get my lambi soup.
All right.
Because I need to strengthen my head and my back.
We go in there now.
We go in there. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Doc.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't come in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick up our lives and run with it.
Oh. Ah, wonderful. Good job, Dr. Ferguson.
That's why we all have to come and listen to you.
Yeah, and you know he's going to be there on that same evening, the night. So, you know, we have some momentum building up as well. So, we are picking up our lives and running it with it in Montreal on April 27th.
Well, okay. We should have him on the program.
I will try.
Okay.
I will try.
All right, Doc.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, sir. Okay, so tell us one more time your own words all about this.
Roadmap to Leadership Development, an introduction to the philosophy of leading from above the line for anybody who feels the need to make their lives better, whether as a family, in your organizations, or a member of the community, in whichever area, walk of life you are. It's on April 27th from 9 to 3 at the Westcan Cultural Arts Center. And
is that 5311
Boulevard des Maisonneuves in West Montreal. And the presenter,
that's right in the corner of
Dicarry and des Maisonneuves. Call us at 514-718-6471 to register. And we are just excited and to present our leadership educator, Dr. Theodore Ferguson.
And you're going to be there that day, and that's would be to come to that. There would be food and everything included.
Yes, we are going to provide lunch. So lunch is included in the registration because we don't want people to have to leave.
Yeah, because we're going to be
come back.
We're going to be there all
and
day
and coffee. So if you're rushing for breakfast, don't worry. Come, we'll have some warm drinks.
When I go someplace from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock, if I don't eat, a lot of things has happened to the belly.
I know. We will have hot drinks and snacks available for who are rushing as well. Okay. So lunch is included.
All right.
Thank you, Raphael, for inserting that part.
Okay, there. All right. So see you later.
Yes, see you later.
At the Soup Fest.
Yes.
Thank you. There.